Welcome to Hearsay, KBIA's community storytelling project. It's your stories, told here. I'm Abigail Keel. Hearsay goes to community spaces like
the library,
the grocery store,
the bus stop,
and invites people like you to tell us their stories about
family,
learning,
faith,
and growing up.
Today, it's your stories about making a change, told to us at the Missouri State Capitol building. One of the first people we ran into at the Capitol was right in the middle of a huge change, one that affects the entire state. Nicole Galloway told us about her new appointment.
Yesterday, I was announced as the new state auditor. I'm honored and, I have a solemn obligation to serve the citizens of Missouri, and I want to do that. You know, the auditor's office is unique in the fact that the findings and the recommendations that they make can really have an impact on people's lives. You know, when you're sending your kids to school, when you're driving on the roads, you know, the infrastructure that you're building your business on, the auditor's office gets to make recommendations to make government work better for you. And I'm really excited about that opportunity and serving the citizens that way.
Bill Kempker loves to ride his motorcycle. He told us about how he's trying to make a change to one of Missouri's laws.
The only thing I want to change is the helmet law. It's just the right to choose whether or not we want to wear a helmet or not. I'm part of Freedom of Road Riders, a motorcycle rights organization. That's actually a big change for me because I've spent quite a few years not going into the Capitol and just out riding my motorcycle. And I saw that it does take getting up in here to get your rights back. And you got to get up to the Capitol. You got to get in there and speak your views and speak your mind to get into the Capitol and hear, let them know what you say. These people in here work for you. They don't work for the government. They work for the people out here in the states. So, we get in there and we try to change their minds about what we do.
Joshua Chittum works with vulnerable kids and families in the Kansas City area. He told us about what it's like to help people in the middle of transition.
This is a really big cliche, but change is one of the very few constants in my day-to-day job. So I'm a children's program coordinator, so I work with children in case management. And so I see the stress and strain placed on children going through that, the negative change that they're going through in life. We've had families though that when the children first come to live in our interim housing program, they're very resistant to open up and talk. This last summer, that was my first summer working there, and I worked with a family the entire summer, and we kind of had some challenges, you know, with them, with the children and the family, trusting others, trusting each other. By the end, when it was time for them to move into permanent housing, you could definitely tell that our work had impacted them, that they were excited to move into permanent housing, but also they were also going to miss the adult support that they got at our organization.
Thanks for listening to Hearsay. For more stories from around the area, go to kbia.org/hearsay, H-E-R-E. To find out where we'll be next, follow us at Hearsay KBIA on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Abigail Keel with producers Hope Curran and Tori Ross.